Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
I'm not just here for a service. I'm here for an encounter. Lord Jesus, let this night be my night. Let this night be a night to be much remembered. Roll away this reproach. Set me free from this torment. Give me an experience with divine health. Restore my health tonight. I will not let you go until you give me a change of story. Wherever you are, lift up those hands and enforce it prophetically. I'm not here for a service. I'm here for an encounter. I'm not here for a service. I am here for an encounter. Rete suka balete Susanne. I am not here for a service. Speak to the Lord from the depth of your heart. I'm not just here for a service. I'm here for an encounter. I am not just here for a service. I am here for an encounter. Give me a turnaround story tonight. The name of Jesus. Jesus, precious name. I pray tonight that as you have cried into his ears, so clear shall your testimonies be. As this seal is open tonight, every closed aspect of your destiny opens up. He said, and I wept much because there was no man found worthy to open the book or to loose the seals thereof. And one of the angels, one of the elders came and said to me, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book. I pray tonight by the opening of this seal, your tears will cease. By by the opening of this seal tonight, your tears must cease. In the name of Jesus. There are messages and there are mysteries. Apostles and prophets are custodians of kingdom mysteries. That's why Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says, the church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Get seated, please. There are doctrines and there are mysteries. Paul the apostle said, though I'm the least of all the apostles, but unto me is this grace given to unfold, to make all men see the mysteries of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus before the world began. May you see the mystery that heaven is unfolding tonight. He said, to the intent that now unto principles and powers in heaven might be known by the church, the manifold. That means God will begin to teach principles and powers lesson by the unveiling of the manifold wisdom of God contained in the mysteries of the kingdom. We live in a kingdom of mysteries, and many people are running around with stories. The stories can get you excited. You only excel by the mysteries. There's a lot of excitement. Shout yay, shout ah, ooh, ah, all over today. But there are no proofs, because it takes mysteries to gain masteries. Tonight, by the mystery of the blood, I see you triumphing over all challenges buffeting your life in any form in the name of Jesus. Yeah. He said, to the intent that now, that means by this mystery, the church will be making known to principalities and powers in heavenly places the manifold wisdom, will be displaying the wisdom of heaven in giving the devil shameful knockouts. Tonight, every devil is suffering a shameful knockout in your life. It is accepting the foolishness of the gospel that makes great in the kingdom. And I'd like you to understand this tonight. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Please note as we start tonight that every sickness and disease has a common root. Before the devil showed up and man submitted to him in the Garden of Eden, there was no sickness. That means the incoming of Satan is what brought about sickness and disease. All through scriptures, you find this truth rebounding and resounding again and again. how God anointed Jesus. He went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Everyone Jesus healed. The diagnosis was that they were all oppressed of the devil. They were all oppressed. And if you don't, until you have, you have an accurate diagnosis, you cannot have an effectual treatment. The devil is at the root of every sickness and disease. And you want to know how real that is? In Luke chapter 4, verse 38 and 39, Peter's mother-in-law had fever. And Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever. He rebuked the spirit behind the fever. And the Bible says, and it left her. It left her. The word rebuke is addressing a person. He rebuked the spirit and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered to them. So as casual as fever looks, the Bible says there is a force behind it. It's not mosquito. It's Satan. Then Job had boils on his body. And, you know, medical doctors, we call it all kinds of things. It's the congenization of the blood and the fluid that now collected in a tube. And then the tube now inflammated. And then the Bible said, then went forth Satan and smote Job with boils. Job chapter 2 verse 7. So behind those boys was Satan. Please understand this. According to scriptures, there is no physiological, biological, scientific, environmental reason behind your sickness. Jesus went about healing all them that were oppressed of the devil because God was with them. Then we saw a woman in chapter 13 of Luke verse 11 who had a spirit of infirmity and could nowise lift up herself. And Jesus ministered to her. He said, ought not this woman, who is a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has banned. Now, the doctors will tell you it's a spinal crisis. And then the two ribs of the spinal had a disalignment. And then it curved. The curvature was the reason for the bending. Jesus said, Satan bent her over. Satan bent her over. So all medical jargons that have been harassing your life, they are all to the level that they can see. But the truth says, behind your affliction is the devil. And Jesus loosed that woman, and she became free. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody's coming free today. Satan is behind your sickness, then what is the treatment? We have so many treatments in the world, but one most neglected one, and yet the most powerful of all, is what I'm introducing you tonight. The blood covenant. It said in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. Torn as for thee also by the blood of thy covenant, thou hast sent for thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will restore double. So inside the blood covenant lies God's double restoration agenda. I will restore double. For your shame, you shall have double. I will restore double unto thee. I will restore double unto thee. Jesus healed me of tuberculosis 1969. Double energy, triple energy, fourble energy. Alagbara bi ara owe ya juda kini ode. God is making a lion out of your weakness tonight in the name of Jesus. And as for thee also, this is my prescription for your restoration. And as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant. Now, if you check it off from verse 9, it's talking about thy king that's riding upon the colt, talking about Jesus in prophecy. Then looked at him and said, and as for thee also, Jesus, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit. So when you are saved, you have become his own. You have become the sheep of his pasture. Now, and now you are held in a prison where there is no water. You are languishing for ill health. You are suffering uncertainties over your destiny. He said, the blood covenant of the rider of the ass and the colt of an ass is your rescue. And inside it lies God's double restoration agenda. No matter what may have held you down, no matter the negative medical verdicts on your life, new organs will be created now. The blood covenant will pave a way where there is no way. The same blood that brought them out opened the Red Sea. The same blood brought water out of the rock for them. All that happened to them on that journey, they were by reason of the visa of the blood. Tonight, as you come under this mystery, your story is changing supernaturally. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. And as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, thou hast sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to your strongholds. He's calling on us now. All of you are held down in prison houses. Turn to your stronghold. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. And then he went on and began to talk about the dimension of that blood covenant. He said, and the Lord shall be seen upon her. And they shall devour and destroy at once. The Lord shall be seen. And his arrow shall be going forth like lightning. So it is the blood upon. Come and say the blood upon. You can't see what is not upon. Just like we have the anointing within and anointing upon. So we have the blood within and the blood upon. And the Lord shall be seen upon you. And his arrows shall be going forth like lightnings. So tonight, the lightnings of God will be striking against all the arrows of sickness and disease in your body. The Lord shall be seen upon them, and his arrows shall go forth as lightning, And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet and shall go up with what winds? The speaking blood. He shall be blowing with the trumpet. Blowing, blowing. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Pass over, pass over. You can't stay here anymore. Pass over. The battle is 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 over. He said, the Lord shall save them in that day. The day they turn is the day the Lord saves them. The same night the blood covenant was engaged in Exodus chapter 12. That same night they sent for them. Oh, yeah, start going. Tonight, 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 you are going finally, finally, finally. He said, and the Lord shall save them in that day. Something is breaking forth. Something is breaking forth. What is the New Testament relevance of this? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Let's see something here. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrifice for us. Is. Not was. Is. To make a new lump out of you. The Passover is God's own theater for making a new lump out of your old. New kidneys, new lungs, new liver, new heart, new ovaries, new fallopian tubes, new uterus, new eyes, new ears. So Christ is our Passover lamb. And the Passover blood is one of the dimensions of the blood covenant for a covering and restoration of the dignity of God's people. Israel was enslaved in Egypt for 430 years. But when this dimension of the blood covenant came on the stage, Pharaoh's hold was broken. Everything holding on your destiny must be broken tonight. Must be broken tonight. It is God's last card for the rescue of mankind. That is God's last card for the rescue of mankind. Let's quickly check a few things here before we move in. Chapter 11, like we read earlier on, of Exodus and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, you yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go hence. And when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out altogether. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall it be like it anymore. Verse 6. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that he may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Tonight, God will mark you out. The diseases they talk about in the world will be far away from your tabernacle. And then the Lord introduced the blood covenant. And he said to Moses, tell the children of Israel, to take the blood, verse 7, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of their houses, wherein they shall eat. Now, and he went on, and I will pass through the land, verse 12, of Egypt this night, and we smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Whatever is holding your destiny down, God will strike tonight. Now, look at it. He said, verse 12, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. So all demonic forces corrupting your health, tormenting your body, afflicting your soul, God is executing judgment against them tonight. So it is the blood of victory and the blood of vengeance. Vengeance in the camp of the enemy, victory for the redeemed of the Lord. Tonight is your night of victory. God is executing judgment against witches and wizards that are tormenting your destiny. And verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it as a feast by an ordinance forever. So the sprinkling of the blood is an ordinance forever. Ordinance forever. Ordinance forever. Every time you have been held down and you look so helpless to come free, engage the blood of sprinkling for your liberty. Whatever you have been crying for over the years, you are laying hold on it cheaply tonight. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Verse 24. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Forever. Verse 25. And it shall come to pass, when ye become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he has promised, that ye shall keep this service. Now, and Pharaoh rose up by the night, verse 30. He and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And Pharaoh called on Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people. Tonight, every devil holding you, you'll be born in their hands. Both you and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herd, everything sitting on your career, sitting on your destiny, to frustrate your connectivity to God. God is breaking the hearts of you tonight. And verse 33, and the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them forth out of the land in haste. And they said, we be all dead men. Your fear will cause your captors to release you in a hurry. You are going free in a hurry tonight. You are going free tonight. Finally, 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 finally. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. That was God's last card that brought Israel out of Egypt. God's last card will always deliver. Tonight, by the mystery of the blood of sprinkling, your age-long captivity is turned to a testimony. every hold of the devil on your destiny is finally broken off. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. It is God's last card. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, the word of the Lord says, there are three that beareth record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If you check it, the blood is listed last. That is God's last card in your conflict with the enemy. Any devil that won't let you go must go for you tonight. After this encounter, the doctors will tell you they can't find it anymore. The symptoms will disappear from you instantly. The blood of sprinkling is designed for supernatural deliverance. What is it? It's designed for supernatural deliverance. And tonight is that night for you. It's designed for supernatural restoration. Oh, everything that Israel suffered for 400 years was paid them back one day. It was paid them back one day. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you for your shame, you are getting restored double tonight. Then we saw the forces in heaven listed in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22 to 24. He said, but ye are come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the church, to the numerical company of angels, and to the church of the firstborn, to the general assembly. Now he went on in verse 23 and said, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. And verse 24, and to the blood, to Jesus, the mediator of the covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That was the last listed. The blood. The blood. The forces in heavenly Zion. The blood is the last card. That is the last that God has got to offer any man for his deliverance. Tonight is your night of rescue. Tonight is your night of deliverance. Tonight is your night of rescue. God's last card will always catch. No matter what you have been told before, God has the final say. Under the blood tonight, your case is settled for life. Under the blood tonight, your case is settled for life. Under the blood tonight, your case is settled for life. Under the blood tonight, your case is settled for life. Under the blood tonight, your case is settled for life. Chapter 27 of Matthew, as we round up. Matthew 27 and verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, the blood drained off his body. And when the blood reached the earth, behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the graves rent, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, as the blood poured out on the earth. Death lost its sting. The grave lost its power. Oh, death, where is thy sting? And oh, grave, where is thy victory? When the blood drained off Jesus, the earth could not stand it. The rocks rent. There was an earthquake. The graves were open. I see graves open tonight. Everyone appointed to death, you are marching out triumphantly tonight. When the blood came on the scene in Egypt, oh, Pharaoh could not hold them anymore. Go, 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 go. Now, 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 now. They did not only go free, they went out fully restored. They spoiled the Egyptians. They carried the wages of 430 years when they were going. All that you have lost to sickness, to disease, you are carrying them back double in the name of Jesus. Somebody's grave is opening by the blood tonight. If that is you, shout hallelujah. Somebody's grave is opening up tonight. If that looks like you, shout the loudest hallelujah. Now, verse 40 of Exodus 12. The sole journey of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. How many of them? How many of them? You are coming out tonight. You are coming out of Egypt tonight. You are coming out of that shame and reproach tonight. You are coming out of that pain tonight. You are coming out of that discomfort tonight. You are coming out of that fear tonight. All the hosts of Israel came out of Egypt. All. Look at what he said. Verse 42. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Tonight will be that night for you. I mean that as the blood is sprinkled and it touches your body, every symptom of evil disappears instantly. Every symptom of evil disappeared instantly. Apostles are dispensationalists. They open up new chapters as given them by God. They open up new chapters to the church in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. According to the dispensation of the gospel committed unto me. That was what Paul said. Apostles are dispensationalists. Now, this mystery has been hid from ages, but now being revealed. Being revealed. Now, this is a new chapter to the church. And I can tell you something. We're going to have the most eruptive, most humbling testimonies right now. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19 and 20. Someone said, well, why are they sprinkling people? What kind of thing is all this? No. It's the truth. Chapter 9 and verse 19. Hebrews 9, verse 19 and 20. The Bible said, when Moses had spoken every precept unto the people, he said, he took the blood Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 19. According to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats and water with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of ministry. And almost all things are by law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Something is happening here. Glory to God. The covenant of total health package delivery, which Christ purchased for you on the cross, will be released right now. And I can tell you, tonight marks the end of your struggle over your health in the name of Jesus. That is your stronghold. That is my stronghold. The devil can't stop it. That is God's last card. Pharaoh couldn't stop it. His magicians couldn't stop it. All the gods of Egypt surrendered. When they tried to pursue, they were drowned in the Red Sea. Any force of the devil that tried to pursue after you, after this blood encounter, will be drowned in the sea. In Maiduguri many years ago, as we carried out the blood of sprinkling, there was this old woman, and one of the hands had grown white. No more blood. As the blood touched her, blood started gushing, just flowing, and she regained the use of her hand instantly. Some disabilities will disappear right now. He said, "Turn ye to your stronghold." Don't assume. Don't start guessing. How will it be? If God says so, it is so. You're walking free right now. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." They overcame him by the blood. They overcame him by the blood. Can I tell you this? In Jude verse 9, Satan is contesting for your body. He says Satan came contending for the body of Moses. He disputed about the body of Moses. And Archangel Michael had to stand to that defense. Every devil contending for your body, because they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. No devil could stand it. He gave up. All those men in Matthew 27, all the old saints, were held captive by the devil. When the blood touched the ground, the devil lost his hold. He's losing his hold of your body right now. Every shortage that he has brought about in your body, low sperm count, low egg, infertile egg, this and that, you know, high blood pressure, every stability of your system caused by the devil, as the blood touches you now, you are released in the name of Jesus. Everyone appointed to death is restored tonight. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Satan didn't give up easy on this ground. We fought him by all covenant strategies. Oh, the ground soaked blood. The blood of Jesus. You know, it is still the same blood we use in communion. It's the one we use in sprinkling. It's the same blood. The same blood. The same blood. This is my blood. Everybody has only one kind of blood. This is my blood. And it's our Passover lamb. So we use his blood as Passover treatment. Passover treatment. From tonight, evil will not be able to branch in your house. They sprinkled them upon their lintels and the two side posts. And you are God's building. So as you are sprinkled, evil will never branch in your body again. How many believe in the Passover mystery? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God was too sure. I will bring one more plague and Pharaoh will let you go. One more. I have only one more. When I bring this one out, Pharaoh must give up. God is bringing out his last card now. Every Pharaoh holding you bound in captivity must give up. Now profess your faith in the Passover mystery. Come on, go ahead and profess your faith. Satan has been contending for your body, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I take cover under God's last card tonight. I take my victory, my supernatural deliverance, my supernatural restoration. I take it now. In Jesus' precious name. Verse 25 of Colossians chapter 1. Whereof I am made a minister, Paul speaking, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So inside the mystery lies the riches of his glory, 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 the riches of his glory. From tonight, the world will see that glory in your life. They will see that glory in your health. They will see that glory in your family. They will see it in your career. They will see that glory in your business. They will see it wherever you turn. In the name of Jesus. It's a new age for the church. It's a new phase of the body of Christ. I'd like you to get excited tonight for making you a partaker of this glorious mystery which God has ordained for your rescue. Somebody's testimony is forcefully delivered now. Your own testimony is forcefully delivered now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. He said, turn ye to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare the blood covenant is a weapon of instant intervention. Even today, for all those online in this service, in your various homes, wherever you are, just get the blood ready. Get the blood ready. The same power at this center is reaching you right there where you are. Get the blood ready. Get the blood ready. It is your turn to experience true liberty. True liberty by the blood. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, you have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. Then he turned to us. Turn you to your strongholds, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Today I declare, God said, I declare today that I'm rendering double unto thee. I declare today that I'm rendering double unto thee. And verse 14, he said, and the Lord shall be seen over them. Zechariah 9:14. And his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord shall blow the trumpet and shall go forth with the wild winds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like boughs and as the corners of the altar. Verse 16, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day. Oh, the Lord their God shall save them in that day. This is that day for you. 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 And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. For they shall be as the corners of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon the land. For how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Oh, corn shall make the young men cheerful and new wine the maids. Today, God is turning your tears into cheers. God is turning your tears into tears. God is turning your tears into cheers. God is turning your trials to testimonies. God is turning your obstacles to miracles. This is the day. Even today, the Lord shall save them in that day. Everything is pointing to now, 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 now. Glory to God. Lift up your two hands. I'm taking my own now. 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 Retople credianesa. Yesho gloria. Razeke no teplo kregenetezia. Cry. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Reda pusha gegegegege. Redikarada zagarado segeredia. Yashia gagagatoria. A new chapter of glory and color opens to you right now. Your slavery is turning to royalty right now. God is converting your shame to glory right now. Every of your sickness is converted to health right now. Just like the devil could no longer hold him. No devil will succeed to hold you 1 minute from this moment. Lord, I release the prophetic word into these bowls of blood and declare it the blood of Jesus and release it to go and set free the prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. It is done. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' precious name. This blood goes to the various corners now, and they pour it in the bowl there, and then the pastors will take it from there. We are all going to be seated. Seated expectantly, violently, waiting. You are not just casually, you are not here for a service, you are here for an encounter. Everybody except the choir, get seated. Everybody get seated. Get seated. The blood is speaking your triumph, speaking your victory right now. The blood is speaking your triumph and speaking your victory right now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Through your blood, set me free.
Passover blood has turned me into a new lamb. I'm a brand new person, rescued from slavery, rescued from shame, rescued from reproach, rescued from sickness and disease. I'm a brand new being. Shout hallelujah! Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ottawa.